You. No, the kid hiding in your backpack. Yes, you. What do I want? I'd check your attitude if I were you. We both know who would win if things got physical. Besides, all I want to do is give you a proposition. Only for the best thing in the world. Head pats. Whoa, chill out. Keep your voice down. Yeah, I know they're not allowed in school, but teachers know better than to give me shit. I got the principal getting pets a couple months ago, so he and I have a little agreement. I don't tell the cops what I saw. He lets me off the hook if I get caught. Not that I've ever gotten caught. Or refrains from telling people. Come on, get that stick out of your ass. There's nothing wrong with a little wholesome affection every once in a while. You really think I don't know my own reputation? Of course I know what people think of me. I don't care. I just want to give pats and live life. You're really going to call me addicted? No, I'm not. I can stop whenever I want. Oh, okay. Just shut up. Look, none of the bullshit reasons you pull out of your ass are going to change my mind. So how about you just try one? Tiny little head pat, huh? Why am I asking you? Because you're such a goody two-shoes, that's why. That's no way to be. You've got to live a little, do something risque every once in a while. Come on. Still no. That's disappointing, although I'm not surprised. Whoa. Hold up there. Where do you think you're going, huh? Oh no. You're not leaving until I pat your head. Until you let me pat your head. I don't care if you have class. I'm giving you a chance to be fun for once. And I am not letting you waste it. Oh, let me guess. Mommy told her perfect little angel that head pats are a gateway to degenerate things like scritchies, hugs, hand-holding, and cuddles. What a fucking joke. Nah, I told you, you're not going to class. You're getting head pats, and that's final. I swear you are so fucking hopeless. Look, you want to know what head pats do to you? No, they don't rot your brain like in those bullshit anti-cuddle PSAs. Just one head pat. You feel euphoric. Its gentle touch will send pleasant shivers down your spine. In that moment, you will be in pure bliss. Nothing in the world can hurt you. None of your problems can bother you anymore. All you need is one head pat, and that joy can be yours. Have I piqued your interest? Yes, yes, just one head pat, and then you can go to class like a good little student. Nobody has to know. I will. It's great to hear. I swear this will be the best experience of your goddamn life. Oh, and if you even think about telling the police, I'll have you 6 feet under before you can say blanket burrito, you understood? Good. Now, come here and let me love on you, There you go. Now you can go back to class. Oh, suddenly you're not leaving. Oh, could it be that you want some more? What? Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Would you mind speaking up, huh? So, you do want more head pets. I told you they were great, didn't I? Oh, here you go, sweetheart. Ah, yes. You really like that, don't you? I knew it. No one, not even teacher's pet, can resist a good head pat. Huh? You want to try hugs already? You're a freak. I love it. Come here, sweet pea. Now that's the good shit. You sitting here in my arms. I told you they weren't so bad. But, do you want to know what can make this even better? If I just gently squeeze you closer. Oh, you poor, poor thing. Been touch-starved because this fucked-up world just doesn't like it when you get affection, does it? I'm so sorry you've been feeling this way for so long. But I can make it better. Just give in and let my gentle but firm embrace take all that pain. Feel that euphoria I was talking about setting in. Okay, good. I think I need to let you go for now, though, sweetie. Oh, I know, I know. I wish I could give you more affection, but I need to be on my way. I promised my friend I'd swing by and give them a dose of scritchies today. Wait, you're offering me money? I know I'm a dealer, hun, but I don't do it for the money. Seeing your happy face? All the payment I need. Tell you what, if you want to try something more hardcore, come to my place tonight. I'm having some friends over. I think you'd fit perfectly in our group. It's West Oak Road. First house at the end of the street. Can't miss it. Well, I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise, but I can tell you that it'll involve stuffed animals, comfy pajamas, and a pillow. You'll come? Great. We'll be there by 8, okay? Any later and you'll miss out on one hell of a time. Oh, and before I go, let me give you an extra incentive to come back. There you go, Jen. Just a little scritchies for you. I'll see you tonight, okay? Don't be late.